Thank you. I think that is a fair point. In 4.7, we've stated that the debtor agrees to ensure that the keeper will do something. And in 4.8, we've said that the debtor shall maintain or cause to be maintained. And perhaps the appropriate wording to add in there perhaps would be or cause to be maintained by the keeper, because the principles are saying that if the debtor has physical control of the asset, it's fine, he can do it. If he doesn't have physical control, it's his responsibility to make sure that the party that does have the physical control will do the necessary thing. So my suggestion would be that we slightly amend 4.8, to come into line with 4.7. So it makes it clear it's responsibility on the debtor. But if he's not the physical possessor, if he's not the keeper, then he has to cause the keeper to maintain. And we'll come up with a form of words to deal with that, if we may, rather than me drafting it instantaneously. But I think the idea is correct, if I may say so.